Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on the intonation of questions.
今天的主题是语调的重要性。
Remember that intonation is the rising and falling of the pitch of your voice. So, she's here is a statement, but she's here is a question.But it isn't true that all questions have a rising intonation. Today, let's just look at the intonation of three types of questions. Yes-no questions, WH questions, and choice questions. Yes-no questions have a rising intonation. WH questions have a falling intonation. And choice questionshave a rising intonation for every choice except the last choice, which has a falling intonation.
请注意哦，通常我们在 yes-no 的问句的时候，我们的语调在最后一个字的时候要上扬。在选择性的问句的时候，前面的项目我们都要用上扬的语调，但是在最后一项的时候，我们要用下降的语调。然后在 5WEH 的问句方面的时候，我们在最后的音调，我们的音调是要下降的。
Let's look at some examples. Yes-no questions, such as, Do you like Taiwan? Can you speak Chinese? Have a rising intonation. The listener must answer either yes or no. WH questions,Start with the words who, what, where, when, why, which, and how. WH questions have a falling tone. For example, what time is it? Where do you live? Don't say, what time is it? Where do you live? In choice questions, the listener is expected to choose one item.From several. For example, would you like juice, coke, tea, or coffee? A rising tone is used for every choice except the last, which has a falling tone. Listen to another example. Do you like basketball, baseball, soccer, or football? So remember that yes-no questions.WH questions and choice questions have different intonation patterns, and make sure to intone them properly. This has been today's Daily Tip on Learning English. Tune in tomorrow for another tip.